Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Mayer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Len Schulte. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mayer. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has Mayer trapped. There's the throw to Gutteridge, who tags Mayer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Potter for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schult fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to home to get Gutteridge. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Schult applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Haworth strikes out. There goes Clary. The throw from Swift to second, and Clary is out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover pinch runs for Bob Swift. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton bunts towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. York moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Bob Mayer. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross is walked intentionally. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive towards short. Schult reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler now playing left field. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore pinch hits for Ellis Clary. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Gene Moore. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.